Islannin rihmimusiikki-ihme Björk ei ole viime aikoina antanut ainakaan mitenkään tuhlailevaisesti haastatteluja. Nainen on katsonut asiakseen tehdä ne pakolliset levyn julkaisua julistavat PR-kiertueet, mutta muuten suu on pysynyt supussa. Kesäkuun lopulla Turun Ruisrokissakin audienssi heltisi vain parille TV-ryhmälle, yhdelle iltapäivälehdelle ja Radiomafian Upteekille. Mediapaasta ei ole Björkin kohdalla johtunut siitä, että islannittaresta olisi tullut ylpeä tahi oikukas. Artistista kun on vaan tuntunut siltä, ettei hänellä ole enää mitään sanottavaa. Ja kaikki toimittajatkin kyselevät aina vaan niitä samoja kysymyksiä. Välillä on kuulemma tuntunut jopa siltä, että ihmisiä kiinnostaa vain laulajattaren eksotiset juuret, eikä niistäkään irtoa loputtomasti jutun juurta.
I think most of these people are curious about where my background, where I come from, like what I was up until they heard my music. But I think now I've got nothing more to say about my childhood in Iceland. So it's now I can be more spontaneous and talk just about how I feel or how the moment.
Täytyykin katsoa itseään noin toimittajana silmiin ja peiliin ja tunnustaa, että aika usein juttu menee todellakin sillä lailla, että sitä enemmän artisti kiinnostaa mediaa, mitä enemmän sillä on kummallisia lausuntoja jaettavanaan ja mitä oudompia asioita se tekee. Ja tämä fakta on käynyt Björkillekin tutuksi.
Yeah, and people mostly been positive to me and mostly very curious. You know, it seems the more eccentric I get, the more curious people get as well, so I can't really complain.
Siispä hiki hatussa mielenkiintoisia kysymyksiä kehittelemään. Björkin tavaramerkkihän on ollut läpi neidin uran sykökyypseistä Homogenic-levyyn asti, että hän tuntuu osaavan haistaa musiikkimaailman trendit reilusti etuajassa. Muistelkaapa vaikka naisen esikoisalbumin debutin tanssirytmejä, postlätyn vihakitaroita tai Homogenic-levyn soundeja, joita ei hyvällä taudollakaan voi kutsua helpoiksi tai yltiökaupallisiksi. Joten Björk. Näkijänä, kokijana, naisena ja muusikkona. Kuinka voi moderni populaarimusiikki vuonna 1998?
Yeah, I think it's doing really well. You know, I think what it is to me, what this part of folk music is all about is taking our environment, which for most people is really boring. Like now we sit here, it's cars driving outside and it's like, you know, got dictaphones, well, maybe not all people carry dictaphones, but and you've got cash registers and you've got a petrol station, you've got cash points and you've got birds and you've got voices and you've got, you know, just listen now, whatever the sound world you are living in, and then that is basically daily and dead boring, and then to create magic with that is just it's just 0 + 0 is, or basically 1 + 1 = 3. With maths there. But it's, yeah, it's like it's taking very boring things and making them all dance and making pop music out of it, or folk music, or whatever word you want to use for it. And I think that's very brave.
Pop. Tai kuten islannitar-genreä kutsuu, folkmusiikissa on kysymys siitä, että se käyttää hyväkseen ihmisten arkipäiväisiä kokemuksia ja jokapäiväistä ympäristöä, tavallisia ääniä, liikenteen melua, kännyköiden pirinää, kassakoneiden kilinää ja jopa joskus linnunlaulua.
If nobody would ever write music, no, never ever, and people would know what music would be, people would just be hearing this all the time, you know, go to factories or airports or just this. The fact that some people say, wait a minute, you know, and they take that and cut it up or put it on its head or put humor into it or tragedy or whatever you need.
Jos maailmassa ei olisi popmusiikiksi kutsuttua taidemuotoa, ihmiset menisivät etsimään esteettisiä kokemuksia lentokenttien hälystä ja tehdasmelusta. Ja väistämätöntä olisi, että jossakin vaiheessa joku individuelli keksisi valjasta äänimateriaalin käyttöönsä luodakseen sen avulla magiikkaa, eli musiikkia. Björkin itsensä pahin vihollinen musiikin tekijänä on laiskuus. Pahinta on se, jos rupeaa kuvittelemaan luoneensa jotain sellaista, että ponnistelu tulevaisuudessa on turhaa energianhukkaa. Silloin kun laiskamato kaivaa naisen kupeita ja paniikki iskee, auttaa kuulemma se tieto, että matkaa on vielä kuljettavana ja biisejä tekemättä.
Well, my battle is always about what is inside me and if I'm being lazy or if I'm being of getting it all out or not, and I have fits and panic attacks where I think I'm being a lazy git, and there's I've only written about 5% of the songs that are inside me. There's still 95% floating around there, and it gets very frustrating, you know. The songs that was in my head for 3 weeks going, making me crazy. Now it's on vinyl, so shut up, you know, that sort of thing. But I just need to find, I mean, like I've said this very many times, but I think I've got maybe 50 years. So I just have to find methods to surprise myself and to get them out of my system.
Kun musiikin tekijä tuntee kulkeneensa yhden polun päästä päähän ja takaisin alkuun, sitä tekee mieli etsiä piristettä ilmaisunsa ihan uusilta suunnilta. Viimeaikaisien konemusiikki- ja biittipuumien jälkeen Björkkiäkin on kiinnostunut riisutumman paljaamman musiikin tekeminen, esimerkkinä siitä vaikkapa kansainvälisellä nuorisomusiikkikanavalla nähdyt Unplugged-konsertit.
Yeah, I have done quite a lot like this. Like I used to work with a guy called Guy Sixworth, where we would just be harpsichord and voice, or accordion player called Copa, where just one-on-one. I really, really love that. It's completely different to a whole band playing together. One-on-one is so like the other person, especially you know each other, can go, so they decide to go left, and you just, you just jump left, and you can really, the same song can be so different. It can be so quiet, and then it can go really prankster. I really like that.
Björk iloitsee siitä, että hänellä on ollut aina vapaat kädet tehdä juuri sellaista musiikkia kuin mitä on huvittanut tehdä, ja siihen asemaan pääsemisessä on ollut apuna se, ettei ole mikään eilisen Teeren tyttö.
I've got a lot of freedom, do you know what I mean? But also I think it's also because I was singing so much live before I was making my own music. So I was singing live from the age of 12, and my first album came out when I was 27, debut. So I had 15 years of singing live. So I knew when I was writing songs, I think unconsciously, I would leave space and write melodies.
Sekin kausi naisen muusikon uralta uupuu, jolloin on pakko yrittää tunkea omia omasta mielestään maailman parhaita biisejä joka suuntaan eikä ketään kiinnosta.
So I don't really know the fears of a lot of musicians who like maybe written loads of really good tunes and nobody knows it. You know that I can't even put myself in their footsteps, you know? It must be very frustrating, you know? Yeah, I just feel very lucky. I mean, I've always been very selfish. I always made the music exactly the way I wanted to. I never compromised. I never really was desperate for listeners or audience.
Björk tilitti viimeksi Suomessa pistäytyessään upteekkari Hakaselle, että musiikin kuuntelussa olisi syytä keskittyä uuden musiikin tutkimiseen ja kuunnella niitä golden oldieita vain yhtenä päivänä vuodessa. Metodi on kuulemma vieläkin toimiva, vaikkakin nainen tunnustautuu itse aikamoiseksi konservatiiviksi, joka raahaa ympäri maailmaa mukanaan Beastie Boys ja Michael Jackson -levyjään ja nauttii traditioista ja tutuista asioista.
I think for me it's I'm not saying everything old is terrible. I'm a real conservative at heart. You know, I carry my Michael Jackson records with me everywhere I go. In my Public Enemy, you know, and there's definitely and I love things like grandmothers and sofas and, you know, things that the stability, you know, and tradition. But it's a question of what balance you have it in, I think. You have to support other people who are doing it by listening to their music. You know, listen to, for example, composers of this decade, or at least from this century, and let go of the old ones, you know. Listen to Bach and Beethoven, you know, one day a year is cool, you know. And then the rest of the year, you know, give Schoenberg and Arvo Pärt and, you know, I don't know who to mention, Terry Riley or something, give him a bit of a chance, you know.
Ihmisille tulisi kuitenkin tarjota vaihtoehtoja, sillä tavallinen musiikin kuluttaja ei välttämättä osaa etsiä akanoiden joukosta niitä jyviä, joita viikoittain putkahtelee ulos musiikkibisneksen uumenista. Björk nurisee, että se tavara, mitä TV ja radio tarjoavat yleisölle, on ihmistä törkeästi aliarvioivaa, kansakunnan kokeilun haluisempaa, mitä kukaan uskookaan. Siitä todisteena vaikkapa Discovery Channelin valtavat katsojaluvut antaa Björkin selvittää teoriansa tarkemmin itse.
Yeah, I think actually people are more adventurous than people think they are. This is a contradiction, but I think they really are. It's all about, I think, getting, like, for example, how David Attenborough made programs about insects and animals that travel in the night. And today we have a Discovery Channel, you know, and people want to learn about things they've never seen. They really do. And people just, people who create radios and TV, they just take people as being stupid, you know, and they are not. And like all these programs about out of space things and galaxies and you know, NASA and photographs from Jupiter, and people really want to know about these things, you know. And I think a lot of radio people are scared of losing their jobs or their competition with other radio, so they only use that Bruce Springsteen song that always get them going, you know. So they're not using any magic, you know. But I think that's very human, you know. I'm not trying to judge anyone, you know. It's like, it's not my place.
Ja lisää tajunnan virtaa a la Fröken Gudmundsdottir. Mikähän mahtaa olla syy siihen, että 50-luvulla riehannuttiin soittamaan sähkökitaraa kympillä ja nykymusiikissa päritään taas vähemmällä mökällä?
There was a time where there was a big gap between the pop music people were making and the life they were living. It was so different. I mean, they were writing rock tunes, which I think was hugely influenced by the big cars in the 50s, you know, the Chevrolets, and then they would do, you know, but now all the cars are Japanese and very quiet, you know, and there was no contact between the records they were listening to and the life they were living. But I think it's gonna get better. Now we have teenagers like 13, 14 years old with computers in the bedroom, and they write many songs a day that are just about the breakfast they had that morning and the quarrel they had with their mum, you know? And I think that's what it's supposed to be, you know? What folk music that is, or pop music.
Ja vielä viimeksi. Mikähän mahtaakaan olla Björkin, ei toivebiisi, vaan inhokkislager. Islannitar muistelee taannoista Pariisin keikkaansa ja keikan jälkeistä DJ-keikkaa parisilaisella klubilla, jossa tuli soitettua niitä oikeasti kamalia poppiskappaleita. Ja kaikista pahimmat biisit on aina niitä, joita julkisesti vihaa ja salaa rakastaa.
I can tell you those songs, but we love them and hate them, so I don't want to point at these songs to say they're terrible. But I think it was some catchy Goo Goo tunes there, and Ghostbusters, right? And I don't know who did Brother Louie, you had it coming to me. Louie, undercover. That's quite a good one. I think one of the most, I remember one song that I thought was very like that was, what's the band called? Four Non Blondes or something. Who did, what's the song called? What's Going On? That song. And then they did that song and then they got Too Unlimited to remix it. That's imagination. So it's like, you know who Too Unlimited were? Who did No Limits, no. So those two together, that was like where, you know, in Iceland you would say, the devil met his grandmother.
Meikä poika on ihan sanaton. Björk se on aina niin persoona. Ja Björkia haastatteli toinen persoona radiomafiasta, eli Satu Ketu.